a hole in the West Virginia sky. A fire burning behind the gray. And when the storm retired, I walked to my front porch to find a letter on the door with blood on the page. It said, "Now listen here, son. You know our boys have got the guns, and in 12 hours they arrive by train. So you'd best be gone by then," it read, and I also knew right when. My wife had seen the warning too, 'cause she screamed at me in a rage. She said, "Don't be here tonight, don't you be here tonight, don't be here tonight when Coal Mountain cries. Because I want you alive, I need you to survive. Can't you try this one time to just walk on by?" So I waited at the station. I declared myself my own nation. I chose my foes and then I prepared for war. And when the gun thugs had arrived, you know I first counted five. But when I walked away, there's only four, and then I shot three more. But that one that had escaped, he would determine my fate if I couldn't get home back fast to my family. Because the barons ain't known for mercy, they'll even kill a mountain for another dollar, you see. And what I owe the company stores enough to make an example out of me. So I yelled out to my house, "Don't be here tonight, don't you be here tonight, don't be here tonight when Coal Mountain cries. 'Cause I want you alive, and I need you to survive. Behind that old walk on by." So I ran as fast as I could, covered in mud and blood. But when I got there, no, it was too late. They put a bullet in my sweetheart's gut, and I tell you all what, the boss man was standing next to his thug, and they was laughing about fate. So I killed that man that shot her, and I bring my love a glass of water. I looked up to the baron and said, "Sir, now you know you're out of luck." But then we heard his wife begging for his life. She don't know what he did, what kind of man he is, so she just begged him to get back in the truck. She said to him, "Don't you be here tonight, don't be here tonight, don't be here tonight when Coal Mountain cries. Because I want you alive, I need you to survive. Beg now for your life and walk on by." Shot him dead. I said sorry to his wife, and yes, I meant it too. And my own dear love survived, because I got her to the dock in time. And when she went to sleep, I stepped outside. They say she reached out to stop me, she was too weak to call out to me. But I needed a smoke and maybe one quick drink. But I left behind my gun, and there I met the Coal Baron's son. And he drew on me before I could even blink. While my wife cried inside, she said, "Don't leave here tonight, don't you leave here tonight, don't leave here tonight, blew it now, folks. Yes, I blew it now, folks. There's nothing to it now, folks. I had to stand my ground.